You're listening to SBS News.
With a winter COVID-19 wave of infections underway, the federal government is drawing on the nation's medical stockpile. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says the most vulnerable in the community will, from Monday the 11th of July, be eligible for antiviral COVID-19 treatments.
There from tomorrow will be a big expansion in access to these crucial COVID medicines that have proved so effective at reducing severe disease and relieving pressure on hospitals.
Up until now, the antiviral drugs have been restricted to older Australians with high risk factors. Now, anyone aged 70 and over will have access, and so will those aged 50 and over with two or more risk factors, such as pre-existing medical conditions. The same rules will apply to Indigenous Australians aged 30 years and over. People are advised to contact their doctor if they wish to participate. There will be a cost, but the drugs are subsidised by the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme. Around 4,000 people are currently in Australian hospitals with COVID-19. The challenge of that is also heightened by more infectious subvariants of the virus, more reinfections, and the usual spread of influenza at this time of year. Chris Moy of the Australian Medical Association says the situation is worrying.
I haven't heard state health authorities more worried than they have been coming into this new wave. The level of concern is enormous. And so that logjam in our hospitals means that people may get delayed care both with COVID but without COVID as well.
Victoria's ambulance service declared a so-called code red over the weekend due to overwhelming demand. It caused staff to be recalled and patients to be rapidly offloaded from ambulances in response. Lindsay Mackay is the Executive Director for Operations Communications for Ambulance Victoria. She says things will be difficult for some time to come.
I try to steer away. It's the paramedic in me. I steer away from seeing the crisis at that moment in time. What I would say is it's definitely an ongoing challenging environment, and it will continue to be an ongoing and challenging environment, but we're managing it like everybody is the best we can.
Medical experts are recommending that people stay up to date with vaccines and strongly consider wearing a face mask. Anyone aged 30 and over can access a fourth dose of COVID-19 vaccine from Monday the 11th of July. One difference between this COVID-19 wave and others that the country has faced is this time workers cannot rely on an emergency sick leave payment from the federal government. Mr. Butler is defending the decision to end the payment.
These emergency payments were designed by the former government and by all state and territory governments that co-fund the old disaster payment scheme to come to an end on the 30th of June. And unfortunately, we can't continue to pay emergency payments forever.
The federal opposition backs the government's view, but both employers and employees groups differ from that position. Paul Zara is from the Retailers Association. He says people will be left at risk without the protection.
We are talking about the most vulnerable people in our society. And of course, in the retail and hospitality industry, we have a high level of casual labour. And this pandemic leave removal has come at the worst possible time.
Liam O'Brien from the nation's peak union body, the ACTU, says it is not just casuals who need the payment. He's concerned it will leave Australians isolating at home without adequate financial support.
You know, everybody has either had COVID already, been impacted by this massive wave of influenza and other illnesses, that people are down to no balance when it comes to their sick leave. And that's why it's so important that this basic economic support provided by the federal government needs to be reinstated, because it keeps us all safe.
Sunila Wasti, SBS News.